Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, Director of National Hurricane Center here in Miami with our noon Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Central Time update on Tropical Storm Isaac. We can see it on the radar now. It's getting closer to the northern Gulf Coast and still not quite a tropical, not quite a hurricane, still tropical storm, maximum winds at 70 miles per hour. Moving northwest at about 10 miles an hour, and that's relatively slow. And this slow motion expected to continue over the next couple of days as it slowly moves onshore. And its large size and slow motion are a problem because that could really pile up the rainfall totals. We could see locally as much as 20 inches. 7 to 14 inches would be even more widespread than that over southern Mississippi, southern Alabama, Florida Panhandle, southern Louisiana. Over the next couple of days, some of the initial rain bands and maybe tropical storm conditions starting to just reach the southeastern tip of Louisiana. More scattered bands with lesser winds are onshore from the Florida Panhandle over to southeast Louisiana. We have two aircraft out there today, the NOAA and Air Force planes, collecting the wind data on which we would base any decision to upgrade this to a hurricane, but the winds have not quite come up to that level yet. They're very, very close, and it could become a hurricane at any time. The satellite view that we've been looking at on the broader perspective today shows that the inner core still isn't quite there yet. It's still a little bit disorganized compared to what you would see in a bona fide hurricane. So that's another indication of why maybe the winds haven't come up. But the pressure is very low. It's a large tropical storm with a low pressure, about 976 millibars. And that pressure difference is being expended over a large area. Again, a large tropical storm that we still think is going to become a hurricane. So we're forecasting that over the next day or so prior to or about the time it first starts to interact with land. Not forecasting Category 2 at the moment. Of course, it's always possible for something to be a little stronger or weaker than we're forecasting. But we're forecasting the Category 1 to come ashore and then gradually weaken to a tropical storm as it moves slowly inland all the way into Thursday. It will probably, the center might not have cleared north of Louisiana. So the hurricane warning area is still in effect in essentially the same places, although we trimmed it back a little bit. It now includes just the Mississippi coastline, not the Alabama coastline, which is now under a tropical storm warning. But the hurricane warning, Mississippi coastline all the way over through southeastern Louisiana to Morgan City, including New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain. So those areas still hurricane warning, storm surge flooding above ground level in those areas, 6 to 12 feet possible. And still, even though in the Alabama coastal area where it's now a tropical storm rather than hurricane warning, don't let your guard down with regard to the surge potential where 4 to 8 feet above ground level still possible. Isolated tornadoes are also possible in the northern Gulf region here as these bands start to work their way onshore. So just because it's not a hurricane yet, please don't let down your guard. This is going to be a big water event, regardless of high-end storm, low-end hurricane, storm surge, and inland flooding that could lead to downstream river flooding well inland and days after landfall, all significant hazards. Please heed the advice of your local officials and stay off the roads when the rains start coming down. That's it from the Hurricane Center for now. Another update in 1 hour. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.